With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. All four men wanted in a violent home invasion on Aspenshore Avenue last month have been arrested now. The last one, 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough, was arrested in London yesterday. Two men wearing masks, one with a firearm, assaulted a husband and wife living there and took jewelry. The other three suspects were arrested earlier. We have the description of a man wanted after someone tried to break into a business on Provincial Road back on March 25th. A rock was thrown through the front window, and the suspect took off in a white Ford Taurus. The description is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Toronto police have asked the OPP to investigate their officer's testimony at the trial of a Vaughan man found not guilty of murder. Umar Zamir thought his family was being attacked by criminals when he ran over a plainclothes officer almost 3 years ago. The Toronto Star says police are accused of giving false evidence in the case. Ottawa police are investigating hate speech at a pro-Palestinian rally over the weekend. Global News says some were chanting support for the October 7th attack by Hamas. 1,200 Israelis died in that attack. There have been numerous protests across the country calling on the federal government to support a ceasefire in Gaza, and the Jewish community has complained some of the chants are anti-Semitic. You'll soon notice new lighting along the riverfront in Assumption Park North. The city will start putting those in on May 6th. It should take about 10 weeks. In Fountain Blue Park, a new shelter, a concrete pad, and table should be ready by the end of May. The parks are still open, but access to some amenities may be limited. A program that helps young entrepreneurs is getting $60 million from the federal government to offer loan financing and mentorship. Janice Nixon is with Futurepreneur Canada.
It's not a pitch competition. It is an opportunity to work with our business advisors and our coaches to support them and helping to successfully launch a business.
Futurepreneur has helped almost 18,000 young people launch businesses. People like Marie Tuckett, who opened her business, Timber and Plum Kitchen and Cabinetry, in Windsor.
It was a great process all the way through. I applied. I was helped building a business plan, financial projections. I had a mentor for 2 years. I still talk to him. It was just a really great program, and my business probably wouldn't have gotten off the ground if it wasn't for it. So I'm very grateful.
Also in last week's budget that you may have missed, measures to prevent shortages of baby formula. CTV News says reforms to the Food and Drug Act allow the health minister to exempt products, and changes to the Canada Education Savings Act, making it easier to save for your kids' education. It also included new amendments to the Criminal Code, creating new auto theft offenses. The Jays beat the Rays 7-1, and the Tigers won 5-3 against the Royals. The Leafs beat the Bruins 3-2, tying up that series. And in the NBA, the Mavericks, Knicks, and Cavaliers won. 16 on the way today, windy with showers today and tonight, windy and 7 overnight. Tomorrow will start cloudy, but it'll clear up in the afternoon and we'll get up to 10. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.